actor and writer Steve Guttenberg, who's been trying to help people out and help the emergency services out. And Steve, good of you to come on the program. I mean, we've been watching with shock and consternation these extraordinary pictures. What is the situation now where you are?
It's really bad. The fires have jumped the roads, and people are starting to panic a little bit. And it's bad. And 9 o'clock yesterday morning, everything was fine. By 10 o'clock, there was a dark sky. The fires have started. The fires are like small little fires this big. And then all of a sudden, they just, listen to this terrible wind. This is a wind that I've never seen. Be careful down there. Be careful. These are fires I've never seen before. The only wind I've ever seen like this has been in South Africa, the devil wind. I mean, just terrible. And so what happened is the fire just started small, but the winds just made it grow. And they started evacuating people. But what happened was there's no way to get out, no way to get down. I'll say drive 2 miles of just gridlock. So what happened was the fire got so huge and so big on both sides that they told people to abandon their cars. So everybody's abandoning their cars. And the reason I want to really use this is if you're ever in a crisis and you abandon your car, leave the key in the car so guys like me can move those cars so fire trucks can get through. And, yeah. You know, it's so funny. There's like 20 Teslas in the street. I don't know how to drive a Tesla. I don't know how to start a Tesla. So I suggested, and a lot of other people suggested, bringing a bulldozer. So they just bulldozed all these cars. But I was just helping out, trying to get people in wheelchairs. There were people in wheelchairs trying to get out who didn't have time to put their foot rests on. And we had to figure out how to pop a wheelie with these wheelchairs. They were little kids. There were mothers trying to find their kids. There were anxiety, panic attacks. It's terrible. And this wind won't let up. The fires just won't let up. I really think that
Steve,
right now...
It must be heartbreaking for people to see their homes burn in this way. But is it still a chaotic situation, or is it more calm now?
I wouldn't say it's calm. I would say we're still in a big crisis. It's 0% contained. No, you know, the panic has stopped with leaving cars in the middle of the street because that all happened yesterday. But right now, people are trying to get out by foot, and they're trying to get back to their homes to see if they burned. People are on motorcycles, and people are on mopeds, and walking, like me, trying to get to our homes to see if they're okay.
Do you know how your home is?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to get back there. I've heard rumors. I don't know.
What do the rumors say?
I don't want to say. I just hope that it's okay. And there are still people up there that haven't gotten out of their homes. You know, there are a lot of people that don't have friends and don't have family. And they have trouble getting out of their homes. I just hope nothing happens to them. And there are people that have left pets up there. And hopefully all the pets got out. But it's a very, very dangerous situation. And I wish that I think this might be the time to bring in the National Guard, you know, to sort of help out. But
you think more help is needed?
You know, I'm not qualified to say, but I do know that we're in bad shape and we need help. And I think that every able-bodied person should, if they can help out right now. To help people make sure they get out and enable people to try to get back to their homes and maybe help them. And I think that this is a time to always remember to use your kindness and empathy at this time, but also always in life, use your empathy and your compassion, not just in a crisis, but to do it all the time. Because we're not one street, one city, one town, one nation. We're one world and we're one community. You know, when a crisis occurs, it doesn't matter what kind of house you live in or what kind of car you drive or how much money you have. We're all the same. We're walking down the street with a suitcase behind our back, and that's all we got. That's all we have of all our possessions is a suitcase with some things we've put into it. So it's really important to realize that we have to band together now, and this will be over, and we will rebuild, and we'll have to. How is it down there? Okay. So, remember the rebuild. So much is destroyed here.
And it's the perfect. I mean, it's a perfect. Well, I say perfect. It's the worst combination. I was going to say it's a perfect storm. It's the worst combination of fires, high winds, dry conditions, and any sign of the winds abating at all, Steve?
Oh, I've heard that they're going to die down. They've got to die down within a day. But these, you can't believe what the winds do. They create a small little devil fire and make it a whole hill. I mean, I was driving down Temescal Canyon last night, and both sides of it were burning. Everything was burning. Everything was burning. The Palisades Theater was burning. The Women's Club was burning. All the homes on Temescal were burning. Both sides were burning. It looked like a volcano. Just terrible.
And when you see it all, and you saw the panic, and you've seen the devastation, what goes through your mind?
What can I do to help out? What can I do to calm people? You know, the man in the wheelchair, I took his face in my hands, and I looked at him, I said, "You're going to be okay." And he had some tears in his eyes and on his cheek. He was an older man, and I said, "You're going to be okay. And tonight you're going to have a good dinner. I promise you, you're going to have a good dinner." And the mother, who was hysterical, she couldn't find her daughter or son. I said, "You're going to find him. You're going to find him. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay." And the mother that stopped her car because she was told to abandon her car, and she had all the suitcases in the back. Me and a friend of mine, Patrick, we pulled out the suitcases and we helped bring them down to the bottom. But she was just walking like in a daze, you know, that she was worried about her husband. Can he get out of his house? He's still up there at the house. So what I really try to do is try to help people, try to calm them down, try to be a very steady voice and a steady presence because I'm able-bodied, and do what I can to help everybody. It's a very, very hard time right now, and it's very important
and
to do what you can.
And just finally, Steve, I mean, the firefighters who are trying to do their best in a situation where people are saying it's a hopeless task because of the winds. What about what they're doing?
They're doing a great job, and it's not a hopeless task at all. This is what needs to be done. And soon what happens is when the skies are so dark, it's hard for the planes to get through, you know, the water planes and the helicopters. But everybody's going to do what they can do, and they are going to beat this fire. They are going to beat it, and it's going to be done. And then we'll rebuild, and just hopefully no lives are lost. And that's the most important thing, that no lives are lost.
Yeah, well, sadly, two have been lost. But listen, Steve, when you get to your home, I wish you the best. I hope things are not too bad. And listen, I appreciate you coming on in a difficult time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, the most important thing is that things don't matter. You realize, I don't want to lose my home.
But no.
Things don't matter. People matter.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve, we've taken enough of your time. Thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks a lot.